Welcome to the Global Minority Report, where we bring you the latest news about the assault on Western Christian civilization. In a world where traditional values of our ancestors are under attack and the deeply rooted Christian man or woman are in the minority, it is time to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ with bravery and courage. Your hosts for the program are Pastor Thomas Robb and Mrs. Rachel Pendergraf, and they are sending a warning and serving as watchmen on the wall, but also bringing a message of hope and deliverance. Thank you and enjoy the program.
Thank you very much for that introduction. This is Pastor Thomas Robb of the Christian Revival Center, located just outside of Harrison, Arkansas. There are two things you need to have in your possession in this dangerous world in which we live. Stay tuned and hear what those two things are. But first, we are going to hear from Bonnie Kukla singing a wonderful song, "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus."
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend as kind as he. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me.
People try to go through life without Jesus. We are told by Jesus in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So many people do not understand. They don't understand that Jesus is telling us that we are going to have trials and tribulations in this life. You're going to have it. You cannot avoid it. But if we take his yoke upon us, then our troubles will be easier to bear. You see, the yoke on an oxen means that he can pull his load easier. We are going to pull a load all through our lives. We are going to pull a load of troubles, a load of heartaches, a load of despair, and a load of challenges. We all have those things. We can't avoid it. But if we have the yoke of Jesus upon us, then our load will be easier to pull. That is why he said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So like the American Express ad, Jesus is telling us that he is here to help us. So don't leave home without him. This is the first and the most important thing you must have and do to protect yourself. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Now the second most important thing you are required to do is be a good steward. That means you are to take proper care of the things God has given you. All the things you have are a gift from a loving and caring Father. Your family, your life is also a gift. Every time you take a deep breath of air, God has given you the gift of life. Every time you put your arm around your loved ones, you're hugging a gift from God. Every time you pat your child's head, pat your child, little girl, little boy, every time you pat them on the head and kiss your child's face, you're touching and patting and kissing a gift God has given you. It is your duty. It's your duty to protect and care and love your gift. That is how you're being a good steward. So are you a victim of the liberal media? Most of you will say you are not, but many of you are, and you don't even know it. Let me explain. We live in a dangerous world. Our cities are dangerous places to be. In fact, every major city has whole sections where it just isn't safe to go. Most of you are afraid that when you travel, you might get off on the wrong exit of the freeway and end up in a bad neighborhood. What will you do if that happens? What would you do? How will you protect your family if suddenly, without warning, suddenly a gang of thugs want to rob, rape, and kill you or someone in your family? How will you protect them? How will you protect your children if that happens? I know we're told that the police will protect you, but they can't. It's not that they don't want to, but the bottom line is they can't protect you 24 hours a day. They can't follow you wherever you go. Most of the time, you are on your own, whether you like it or not. Did you know that Jesus Christ expects you to defend your family? You want to be a good steward. It's a gift. You're required to protect your family. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand Christians are to be loving and forgiving people, and we're not to carry a judge, and we're not to go about seeking vengeance. But as a parent, we have the responsibility to provide for our family. We are to provide food and shelter and clothing. And what kind of parent would stand over a sick child and do nothing? What kind of parent would allow their child to go hungry and do nothing? What kind of parent would abandon their children? What kind of parent would allow someone to harm their child? I'll tell you what kind. A no good, lousy, worthless, craven, spineless, cowardly, and gutless parent. And those are just the nice things I would say. You are required to protect your family, to be a good steward. We encourage everyone at the Christian Revival Center, as well as we encourage you, to have a gun. If you live in a state where they allow you to carry a concealed gun, then get a concealed gun permit today, or begin the process of getting it today. You may need it someday. Most of us are not scrappers. In a fight of any kind with some gangbanger or somebody who breaks into your home, we would probably lose because we do not go about our lives training to fight. We just don't have time. We have jobs to go to, soccer games to attend, birthday parties to plan, and vacations to take with the family. You and I don't go about thinking about the next fight and preparing for the next fight. We just don't have time. But I'll tell you this, you can very easily learn how to pull a trigger. The liberal media has convinced many Christian people and many churches and many pastors have bought into the same thing, that you should be afraid of guns and a gun represents evil. Well, the Bible doesn't talk about guns because that is before guns were invented. But the Bible does tell you and I that we are to be good stewards and protect the gift God has given us. We are required to protect our family. If you are ever in danger, are you prepared to protect them?
Well, let me jump in here for a minute, Pastor Rob, because I think this subject that you decided to tackle today is at the core of Christianity, because Christianity is all about loving our God and loving our people, loving ourselves, taking care of our families, building up strong Christian nations, defending our Western Christian civilization and our way of life. And I think that it is atrocious that there are people in the world today who have decided that the way to undermine Western Christian civilization is to go after our most unalienable right of self-defense, and that is through going after our guns. If it was a couple hundred or a thousand years ago, they would be trying to go after our swords. But today, in the year 2009, they want to go after our guns, and it is anti-Christian, it is diabolical, and it is very, very wrong. So thank you for talking about this subject today. Here are a couple of statistics that I pulled up. First off, let me tell you who this gentleman is. John Lott Jr. conducted the study over an 18-year period. He teaches criminal deterrence in law and economics at the University of Chicago Law School. He was the chief economist at the U.S. Sentencing Commission during 1988 and 1989 and has been published over 70 times in academic journals. Now, here's what he has to say after his study, which concluded in going over 3,054 counties in the United States. There is a strong negative relationship between the number of law-abiding citizens with permits and the crime rate. As more people obtain permits, there is a greater decline in violent effect. He said, for every additional year that concealed handgun law is in effect, the murder rate declines by 3%, rape by 2%, and robberies by over 2%. The fact that a criminal, and this is something that I would like to mention, the fact that a criminal is less likely to attack a potentially armed person is very, very important. You know, that's why they used to call a gun the great equalizer. You could be the smallest man or woman, and you still had a chance to protect yourself or your family. Of course, we do know, though, that the real intent of taking away our guns in self-defense has nothing to do with keeping us from the ability to protect our persons or our home, but it is an outright attack against our way of life and against Western Christian civilization. Well, if you would like to hear more about this subject and you would like to know more about why it's your Christian duty to arm yourself and your family, then please write to us at the address given at the end of this broadcast. Ask for the special offer number 201. Keep your guns. About why it is your Christian duty to arm yourself, put together by Pastor Thomas Robb, 201, and we will send this to you free of charge. You can get it in either a CD format or in a DVD format if you would like to watch it at home, or a CD if you...
I'm listening to the Global Minority Report, coming to you from the Christian Revival Center of Northwest Arkansas. For a sample copy of the Torch newsletter published by Thomas Robb Ministries, please write to P.O. Box 354, Bergman, Arkansas, 72615. You can also check out our website, www.globalminorityreport.com. This broadcast is made possible by your tithes and offerings. Thank you again for listening, and remember that the Bible says to love your God and to love your people.